Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today, we would like to share with you about something happens to all of us, getting old. We have young person, Jonathan Duckdale, a researcher at University of Birmingham. Hi, Jonathan, 你好。
你好 ,Xiaolan.
Right, to have a young person to talk about being old, I'm sure we have a lot to discuss. Old. In this case, we are talking about a person being old. We say 老。
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 Yeah, it's the third tone, so we go down first and go up. 老。
老。
Yeah, it's a bit like a louse.
Yeah.
English doesn't have tones, but in this case, you pretend you want to say louse, but then make an effort. 老。
老。
Yeah, the character is actually the combination between a person and a hare, holding a cane.
Mm.
And the person with the long hair. And imagine in ancient time, people didn't have haircut often. And also it's part of the Chinese tradition. Everybody had long hair, men and women. So the longer your hair was, that probably indicated that you have been growing your hair and your age for quite some time. So 老 is the person with the long hair. And why the cane? Because at that time, that was a good replacement as a stick, a walking stick.
I'll have to keep getting my hair cut then so I can stay young.
Exactly. Get a haircut. That's the trick. Okay. So, 老. 老, that means any living beings being old.
Mm-hmm.
So, we say an old person. We say 老人.
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 Yeah. 人 is a person. So, it could be men, women. And when we say 老人, we don't know if that man or woman. If we really want to specify, we say 老男人.
老男人.
Yeah. 男人 means male. So the old man, 老男人.
Yeah, 老男人.
And then to describe an old woman, we say 老女人.
老女人.
Yeah, 女 is the female. Female person, 女人. The old female person, 老女人.
老女人.
Yeah, but somehow, although it's grammatically correct to say 老男人, 老女人, in reality, we don't really say that unless we want to be mean.
Yeah, I haven't heard it being said before, I don't think.
We do need to learn how to say it, but it's quite mean and not very polite to describe that. And so don't do it. We just said 老人. 老人 is gender neutral. It's not demeaning other people. So when we say 老人, that's okay.
Mm. Can it even be seen as respectful?
Yes. It's not rude.
Mm. Right.
But I think it's the human nature. We try not to be mean, so we don't say people look very old. We don't say that, but it's just describing people reaching the old age, 老人.
So if I wanted to describe an older person in a formal, more respectful way, what word would I use?
Okay, we say 长辈.
长辈.
Yeah, 长辈. 长, that means long. In this case, that means the older person, the older one. And 辈, that's the generation.
Right, yes.
So 长辈, it doesn't sound that polite in English, but in Chinese, that's very, very polite.
Yeah, but it is a term that we use in English as well, isn't it? The older generation. I think we do have a kind of direct translation for that, so it's interesting.
Yeah, when we say 长辈, it's actually very respectful. We're actually referring to people who have more wisdom, who have more experience, and who can provide guidance and advice to the younger generation.
Yeah.
And it's a Chinese culture actually rooted from Confucianism. There was a guy called Confucius, 孔子. And then he was the person who actually made an effort to make sure that there's a social hierarchy. And in the society, the older people are respected and well looked after.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, so 老人. And then when we talk about 老人, it's quite interesting that you can see the number of care homes in China and Taiwan and Hong Kong, the Chinese-speaking world. The number of care homes is much less per capita in China than in the Western world.
Yeah.
And it's considered to be very rude to put your parents in the care home because they expect their children to do the job.
Which ties into another really important Chinese idea. I may be going off topic here, but filial piety is such a key element of that Confucian idea of that respect for the elder generation.
Yeah. Then they consider the younger generation as the life insurance.
Yeah.
For the older one. So it's quite common to have three generations living under the same roof.
Yeah.
老人. And then, of course, it's a global problem now, the aging society.
Yeah.
老化.
老化.
Yeah, 化 means transformation. So the process of getting old, 老化.
老化.
And then in this case, we would use 人口老化.
人口老化.
Yeah, 人 is person, 口 is the mouth, 人口 together is the population.
Right.
So that's probably from a Chinese emperor's point of view, how many mouths you need to feed.
Yeah.
人口.
人口.
老化.
老化.
Yeah, and then 人口老化 is the aging population, and is that a problem? If that's a problem, we say 问题.
问题.
Yeah, 问 is to ask and 题 is the subject. So asking the subject is the issue.
Mm-hmm.
So 人口老化问题, that's the aging, the population aging issue.
Yeah, and of course it is a significant issue in China as well as many areas of the world.
That's right. Probably in most countries except for like the Middle East and then Pakistan.
Mm.
And where we have the major growth of population and some part in Africa as well.
Mm, yeah.
Right. So you are the historian, 历史学家, and then you study old stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And old culture and something happened in the past. And when we say something happened in the past, we actually don't use 老.
No, we don't.
Yeah. And in English, it's the same, right? The
yeah.
old story, the old dog, the old stuff. But in Chinese, we only describe, for example, the living stuff, like dogs and human. We use 老. When we talk about object, we talk about 旧.
旧. Yeah.
旧. Yeah. And, so 旧, the character was actually the ancient form. That was the shape of an owl.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the bird, the owl. And then, somehow people just borrow the meaning to describe some object very old. And in this case, we can say the old table and the old book.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't say person, 旧人. We don't say that.
No, yeah. It wouldn't sound right.
Yeah, it wouldn't sound right. We only say the old phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 旧手机. 手机 is the handheld. And the 旧手机, oh, the old phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then the old book, 旧书.
旧书.
Yeah, but what you do as a historian, actually, you use another word. We say 古.
古.
Yeah, 古 means ancient.
It does, yeah, yeah. So we actually have a translation for that.
Yeah, 古 is a very simple character. It's a combination between number 10, which is like a cross,
mm-hmm.
and the mouth in the bottom. So in this case, the mouth has indicates as a generation.
Right.
So 10 generations is quite old, quite ancient.
Yeah.
So we say 古.
古.
古. So you study things from 古代. 代 is the generation.
Yeah.
Direct translation. So ancient generation. As a 历史学家, as a historian, can you share with us what type of history are you specializing in?
I specialize in architectural history. So I study buildings.
Buildings in a specific era?
Yeah. So I study the Liao dynasty, which were around at the same time as the Song dynasty about 1,000 years ago.
Right. And then in a neighboring culture, for example, what happened in Europe at that time?
So 1,000 years ago in Europe. So while the Liao were around, you would have had the Norman conquest going on in England.
Right.
You'd have had the Byzantines in the Middle East.
Right. OK. And then was there a lot of communication between Europe and the Liao dynasty?
It's a good question. Perhaps not directly, but there was certainly elements of the Silk Roads operating at that time.
Yep.
So there would have been communication through from the east of Asia through to the west of Europe. And there's been objects found on both sides that have been transported across these networks, across mm-hmm. Eurasia from one end to the other. So yeah, it's quite an interesting period.
Right, sure. In the Liao dynasty, as you mentioned, that the territory also covered the Xinjiang province where the Silk Road was in Xinjiang.
Yeah. And what's really interesting about the Liao is that they were ruled by a group called the Khitan. And the word that we used to use to describe China in the West, we used to call China Cathay, which is actually derived from the word Khitan.
Oh.
So it became Khitai, became Cathay. So the word we used to use to describe China is actually based on the Liao dynasty.
That's very interesting. And when you said Khitan in Chinese, they call them Qidan.
Qidan, yeah.
Yeah, Qidan. And it's the same thing, but just different pronunciation.
Yeah, the Chinese is also a phonetic translation from the original Khitan language, yeah.
That's right, yeah. And then we talk about three different words in Chinese to describe anything old. Lao, 旧, 古. Now, if I talk about an object or something, then you have to tell me which one to use.
Okay, no problem.
The television.
Lao, no.
Joe, that's right. Yeah, and how about my mobile phone?
Joe.
And then how about friends?
Lao.
And here it's interesting. When we say friends, it's 朋友. When we say 老朋友, there are two meanings, two possible meanings. One is the person is quite old in age. The other one is my old friend, just like English.
Yeah.
Okay, you are 20 years old, but your friends from kindergarten, they are your old friends, even if you are both very young.
老朋友,
yeah, old friends. So in this case, 老朋友 can mean two things. Okay, so let me say the dynasty.
古.
That's it. 古. Okay, so Chinese is not that difficult.
No, not at all.
Okay. All right, thank you so much, Jonathan, for joining us. I hope you enjoy this episode. Today we talk about old, 老, 旧, 古. I hope you enjoy this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and come back tomorrow. Bye, Jonathan, 谢谢.
谢谢, 再见.
再见.